name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Few verses of today is pertinent to each one of us. When our Lord said to Levi, which is Matthew, after these things he went out and saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, follow me. Follow me. It's a personal call from God to each one of us to follow him. And the response of Levi was in action. He didn't, when God is calling, some people may respond and some may not respond to his call. And what we really like in St. Matthew, according to what is mentioned in the Gospel of St. Luke today, and he said to him, follow me. His response was, he left all, rose up and followed him. Three actions. Number one, he left all. To leave all to follow Christ is a decision we have to make. A decision, maybe it is tough for some. Sometimes we are either denying or we are postponing. We don't want now. I feel that I'm still young. I don't feel that I really need God. I can do things in my way. But the call is leave all. I just have an imagination. If someone of you is an athletic or hiking and he is going to climb on a mountain, a trip may take 3, 4, 5 days. What he is going to take? If he thinks that the most important thing in his life is Xbox game or his laptop, or he will put things in his bag, but all what he needs or what he thinks he needs, if he feels that it is very important and he will take it with him, it will be an obstacle in his way. Imagine that someone wants like computer, or someone likes cold drinks, so he's taking his refrigerator in his back or something. It's all things we like. If we want to follow Christ, we have to leave. Leave all is a thought. Before you think of taking the steps to follow Christ, in your mind, you have to make an account. I have to leave. Just check your backpack. What do you have in it? You have to throw out things to be able to follow Christ. So the question for us, what do I have in my backpack? What do I have to leave? Is it a sin? I feel that I don't want to leave it. Is it a kind of relationship? I know that it is over and over dragging me back many steps. Is it a kind of a habit? I'm trying over and over and it is something persistent in my confessions and I'm still struggling with. Check your heart. What do you have inside it? And Christ is asking us to make the decision in our mind, in our thoughts. Leave all. Leave all. The disciples were very smart when our Lord said to them, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. They immediately left their nets. And about John and Jacob and James, they said it's also they left their father and the boat and they followed him. Left all. If you are not able to leave, I think that you will not be able to follow Christ. Because Christ himself, unless someone denies his own self and carries his cross and follow after me, is not fit to be my disciple. Carrying the cross is the pain. Am I ready to have the pain of leaving anything for the sake of following Christ? This is the question. We have to answer it and accordingly to decide in our hearts if the person I am going to have him as my friend, as my spouse. Is he going to get me closer and to help me in this fellowship of Christ or not? Sometimes we are confused and don't know what we should choose and what to leave. Is this from God or not? But this is a very clear question you have to ask and to respond. The other example for us is the prodigal son. In his wisdom, he sat with him for a minute. When he came to himself, this is the decision, leave all. When he came to himself, he compared his state in this far country, lacking food and lacking the basic necessities, away from his father, and comparing his old state when he was in his father's house. And this is what made him to do that. When he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. Leave all. It's a call that God is calling you and asking you, are you ready to follow me? Are you really what the world promised to give you? Is giving you your satisfaction? Are you filled and it quenched your thirst? What the promise of Satan, he promised you to give you if you sin and if you get away from God? We have to review that and to have a decision. So the first action is something in the mind, in the thought, that I am deciding to, as the prodigal son, to go back to my father. This is the first step. Leave all. Second, rise up. Rise up. Awake. Compare the position of sleeping and the position of rising. Compare the place of darkness and the place of light God is calling you to follow him for or to. Rise up. What is important when you read the New Testament, that most of the verbs which is talking about the present, it is continuous. It is present continuous time, like is doing something continuous. So when Saint Matthew the Apostle, he said that he left all and followed him, he left, it's a continuous action. It is not an action which starts and it ends. It's a starting point, but it has to continue all through our life. So all through your life, it will be a process of leaving things in your back, leaving things which prevents you from following Christ, leaving things which is making you away from the way to eternal life. Second step, rise up. What the prodigal son decided. After he thought by his mind, he took an action. And this is for all of us. It's not enough that when you hear a sermon or when you read the Bible one day and you feel that there is a verse is piercing your heart and piercing your soul and it moves you, it's nice, it nourished your mind, and you stop there. If you stop there, you thought that you left things, but you didn't take an action. But to rise up is the start of the way, is the first step you take, is the first action to rise up from sleep, from death, from sin, from darkness. This is the action we are asked to do today, after leaving all, to rise up. The prodigal son, what happened when he returned to himself and he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? His action, second step, I will arise and go to my father and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. Rise up is the first practical step of repentance. The first step is in your mind. Second step is needs your will to take the step, to go ahead and do the step. This is why St. Paul said, therefore he says about God, God is saying to each one of us, awake you who sleep, arise from dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake from sleep. Rise. Leave behind and move forward. And the last step is follow him. Follow him, that your eye has to be fixed all the time on Christ. If you move right or left from the path which is leaded by Christ, I am losing time. And I don't know if I will be able to return back or not. So follow him means fix your eye on Christ. Don't fix him on things which are distractors in the way. Don't fix it, or don't send Saint Peter when he was in the middle of the sea and he saw that Christ was walking on the water, he told him, say an order for me to come to you. He told him, come. As long as he was fixing his eyes on Christ, he He was able to trample on the water and on the waves. But once this gaze tried to be distracted right or left, I am losing my goal. I am thinking of someone else, not Christ. And this is a hinder or a block or an obstacle in the way of Christ. I will not be able to follow him. So focus your eye on Christ. And also focus your eyes on the people who were like Christ. This is why St. Paul dared to say once, imitate me as I imitate Christ. And this is why again in the book of Song of Solomon's, when the Shulamite or the soul of every human soul is asking God, God, where are you? How can I get to you? And his word was, follow me. The response of our Lord said, if you do not know, O fairest among women, follow in the footsteps of the flock and feed your little goats beside the shepherd's tents. Which means that if there is a reason that the fellowship of Christ is a little bit, at one point in my life I felt that Christ is not leading the way, follow. It is not wrong to follow people who are following Christ. If we are all looking at Christ as the center, if you cannot look at the Christ, at least look at someone who looks at Christ. Like when we take the examples of our saints, like when we take the example of Virgin Mary, when we take the example of all other saints who loved Christ and who were following Christ, who were not separated till the time of the cross, John the Beloved, or Virgin Mary, she was able to follow Christ till the cross, didn't move right or left, very clear path she was able to follow. So to follow Christ means to follow people who are following Christ also. And this is the role of intercession of our church, that maybe my prayer is weak. Ask someone who is righteous, who is holy, that he is already now in heaven with Christ, who is praying all the time in front of the throne of God. And when we ask Virgin Mary to help us, we are having a strong help and strong prayer to help us to be able to follow him. Ask for their intercessions. Also, following Christ, St. Paul described it in a very nice way. He imagined as if we are all in a parade, and there is a leader for it. Any parade has a leader. Do you see when we have a procession in the church, you find that the cross is our leader and all the deacons are making the processions behind the leader. Christ our Lord is the head of the procession. He is ahead of the procession of those who are going to heaven. So this parade is like this. This is how St. Paul imagined it again, and he thought about it. Now thanks be to God, who always lead us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. So بالعربي جميلة قوي. شكرا لله الذي يقودنا في موكب النصرة. موكب النصرة, this is when a king comes from a battle, okay, conquerors, victorious, and he having the rest of the army following him, so he is coming back to his city. The doors of the city is open to the king, and all the people, all the follower of the king, are behind him. So he is entering to his city, and the one who are following are the soldiers and all of us. So he is conquerors, victorious, leader. All are looking at him, and all are following him to enter to their own city. And this is exactly the parade which Christ our Lord is leading us. So in order to follow God, or to follow him as he is ordering Levi, Matthew, the apostle, follow me, he left everything. He left all. He rose up and he followed him. These three steps are the key for each one of us, how to follow Christ, to whom is glory forever and ever. Amen.